Meditation helps us live with the peace and purpose of Christ. Download the Abide app today and start your practice of daily meditation. Welcome to this Abide Daily Meditation. We talk a lot about our personal calling and God-given dreams. But have you ever stopped to consider that God has a purpose for your family? As we begin today's meditation, bring your family to mind. As you hold the people you love before God in this moment, pause and pray for each one. God has a purpose for your family. Whether you're thinking of your family of origin, or your spouse and children, or the people you've adopted as family, God has a purpose for that community. Your family exists in order to bring glory to God through sharing the gospel of Jesus. The Apostle Paul, preaching at a synagogue in Turkey, said, "Brothers, you sons of Abraham, and also you God-fearing Gentiles, this message of salvation has been sent to us. The message of the gospel has been sent to you and your family too. What will you do with it?" It may feel overwhelming to think about your family's purpose. Perhaps you find yourself wondering how your family can possibly contribute to God's plan. In this pause, take a deep breath and talk to God about how you're feeling. God always gives you what you need to do what God has called you to do. And God will always give your family what is needed in order to live with God's purpose in mind. Pray with me. God, you know all my complications of my family life, the hurts, the worries, the joys. I bring it all to you now. Please let your peace and joy shape my family and help us to live with the purpose that you've given us. I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Take a deep breath. And as you exhale, let go of any worries or fears that you've been holding on to. Breathing in again, feel the peace of God steadying you. And breathe out distractions and stresses. Keep breathing in God's peace and purpose, and out your own worries and fears. We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Take a moment and ask the Holy Spirit to search your heart. And as the Holy Spirit prompts you, confess your sins to the Lord. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Because of Christ, you have been welcomed into the family of God and given everything that you need for life and godliness. Listen now as I read Acts 13:26 in the New Living Translation. Brothers, you sons of Abraham and also you God-fearing Gentiles, this message of salvation has been sent to us. I'm going to read that verse again. As I do, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you. Brothers, you sons of Abraham, and also you God-fearing Gentiles, this message of salvation has been sent to us. What did you hear? Ask the Holy Spirit to keep speaking to you about this verse. In this verse, Paul is speaking to his community, the community of God-fearing believers in the synagogue on the Sabbath. He considered them all his brothers. Who do you consider to be your family? Listen again to Acts 13:26 in the Amplified Bible. Brothers, sons of Abraham's family, and those among you who fear God, to us has been sent the message of this salvation, obtained through faith in Jesus Christ. Paul is about to preach the message of salvation by faith in Jesus. How does the gospel of salvation by faith in Jesus shape your family's purpose? Paul wants to make sure everyone understands that the gospel is for them. Consider whether every person in your family understands that the gospel is good news for them. Specifically, how can you help them understand that? If God has brought to mind one family member in particular who needs to understand the goodness of the gospel, bring that person before God in prayer. listen once more to Acts 13:26 in the English Standard Version. Brothers, sons of the family of Abraham, and those among you who fear God, to us has been sent the message of this salvation. Imagine that every member of your family has just received the same email. Ding! Your inbox chimes. You open the email and begin reading. The message has good news. Great news. News that will transform your life and your family's life. What is the first thing you want to do after reading this email? You find yourself eager to talk to your family about the good news you've all just heard. To discuss what this will mean for your life and how things will change. How might this conversation sound if the good news you've received is the good news of the gospel? Every person is gifted differently. As you consider the various members of your family, what gifts does each person bring to the table? Now imagine your family working together in unity. Each person using his or her own gifts and talents for the good of the gospel. How can you help make this vision a reality? Ask God to show you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for calling us to lives of meaning and purpose in community. Help me to see how my family can be involved in bringing your kingdom to earth. Please, Lord, give me faith and hope and patience as I seek to follow you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As you go today, practice gratitude for your family. And ask God to help you see ways that you can work with your family for the good of the gospel. I hope you enjoyed this Abide meditation. We look forward to spending time with you again tomorrow. And until then, may you abide in Christ. Thanks for listening to this Abide meditation. If you'd like to hear this meditation without commercials, download the Abide app in the Play Store or App Store today.